Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett says the medical malpractice environment is improving for doctors in the state. WHYY's Tanya English reports on what's changed.
The Pennsylvania Medical Society says in the bad old days, young doctors often left the state in search of a cheaper place to do business and to avoid the high cost of medical malpractice insurance. Karen Rizzo leads the doctors group. She says patients used to try to get lawsuits moved to a jurisdiction where there might be a generous jury.
And what was happening in the past was something may happen, let's say in Harrisburg, but the attorneys tried to get the case presented in Philadelphia.
That practice is called venue shopping. But in 2002, a state law made it much harder to do. Widener Law professor John Culhane says other policy changes may have helped, too.
The Fair Share Act basically says that a healthcare provider can only be responsible for their share of fault regarding a patient's injury. And that really is seen as a deterrent to people bringing suits looking for a deep pocket.
That law was passed back in 2011 and has had some time to make a difference. By contrast, Culhane says the so-called apology law passed last year has not done much to drive down the cost of malpractice insurance. The new rule lets doctors say, "I'm sorry," without those words being used against them in court.
There's really no evidence when you look at other states that these apology laws really have any effect at all.
Next year, Pennsylvania doctors will pay less for the medical malpractice insurance that they purchase through the state. But part of the lower price is a result of overpayments from years past. I'm Tanya English, WHYY News.